In Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Utah still looking for an exact motive in the fatal shooting of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. Utah's governor says the arrest of 22-year-old Tyler Robinson came after members of his own family recognized images from Utah Valley University. ABC's Matt Gutman is on scene.
Both Kash Patel, the FBI director, and Utah Governor Spencer Cox thanking the public for their help. Apparently it was a family member who saw something, who discussed it with Tyler Robinson and convinced him somehow to turn himself in. Apparently there was some give and take, but eventually Tyler Robinson turned himself into authorities, U.S. Marshals, very late last night.
The mayor of Memphis pushing back on President Trump's plans to send National Guard troops to the city to help curb crime. The mayor says crime has dropped in the past year. President Trump meeting with Qatar's prime minister tonight in New York City. It follows Israel's strikes this week in Qatar's capital, targeting Hamas leaders. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. Health officials say three people in St. Croix County and at least one person in La Crosse County have West Nile virus. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
West Nile virus has made its way to St. Croix County. Three people have tested positive for the virus there, and two of them had to be hospitalized. People have also tested positive in Barron and Rusk counties. That makes a total of six people with West Nile in northwestern Wisconsin. Some people get it and have no symptoms. Others get sick enough that they have to be in the hospital. West Nile cannot spread from person to person. Most commonly, it's from mosquitoes to people. The Department of Health Services says the best way to prevent yourself from getting sick is to prevent mosquito bites in the first place. Wear long sleeves and long pants, bug spray, and make sure you don't have any standing water on your property.
On average, there are 18 cases of West Nile virus each year in Wisconsin. Last year, though, Wisconsin had nearly double that number. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also distributing free drug testing strips. Joanne Krulatz reports.
More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections. DHS will also renew a statewide naloxone standing order for pharmacists, allowing pharmacies to continue to distribute the overdose reversal medication.
I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year, it feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on, but it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly cloudy sky with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Low temperatures into the low 60s. For tomorrow, maybe a lingering early shower and some areas of fog, then turning partly sunny for the afternoon. A high right around 80. Right now, it's 76.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
It's never a dull moment when Wisconsin State Rep Ahmad Rivera-Wagner joins me to discuss the impact of Trump's budget, Green Bay's art scene, and what's happening in Madison.
Saturdays and Sundays at 3 on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete and I are enjoying one more Friday night of summer with our family and friends, and we'll be back live Monday with a brand new week of Nightlight. But in the meantime, here is a show featuring WGBW's new hosts, Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, and Eric Westfall. Hope you enjoy, and have a great weekend.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, this is exciting, folks. One of my favorite segments we do every week here at Nightlight is the Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we give you a recommendation for a movie that maybe you've seen it and you want to rewatch it, or maybe it's something you haven't seen, and it's just kind of an information exchange here that we do every week on Thursdays at 6:35, and we always have fun personalities to make said pick, and joining us this week is brand new WGBW morning host, Dan Marcus. And you are a radio legend. You've been around for decades.
Casablanca.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Dan Marcus, everybody.
I'm out of here. Thank you.
I've had that happen. I'm sure you have too. Like, you have a whole list of questions planned, and then the guest, you ask them, how are they? And they answer every question that you've got in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I guess we're done here. You know?
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, thank you for saying that about me.
Yeah,
I don't.
Welcome.
I get uncomfortable with that word. I heard
I'm
it
sure.
once before. And okay, if you want to call me that, I don't.
Okay. Conrad asks me to refer to him as a radio legend when there's like cute girls around, and I always help him as his wingman, but I'm happy
he
to
pays
do
you
that.
For that, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's great to have you here. This is exciting.
You.
And you have, how's it going here at WGBW so far?
I mean, I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
I'm working with you, and Laura McKenna is back. Eric Westfall is back, and working with Conrad every day.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like the guy, you know?
Yeah.
He grows on you.
Sure. It's a good group of people here.
It is a very good company, and I'm just thrilled to be here.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well, we'll talk more about your... Actually, let's do that now. Before we get into the movies, tell us a little bit about your background, Dan. Like, I called you a radio legend. You've been around for decades. You've worked at a lot of cool stations. Tell us a little bit about the path that got you here.
Oh, gee. I started at my college campus radio station, WSUW at Whitewater.
Okay.
And just a volunteer. It was a non-commercial. I walked in. They let you play whatever you wanted to play. Freeform radio. I was learning what this switch does and how to say that and how to pronounce the letter W.
W
didn't work.
Yeah.
And that was day one. And I gave myself a year to get that first job, right?
Yeah.
If I don't get it in a year, I'll try. I'll become a lawyer like my dad wanted me to.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And I got a job working for cable TV in Janesville, doing directing and camera work and sports and all. I was Uncle Dan.
Nice.
I had a kid's show. And it was just a hoot. And I did that for like 3-4 years. And then got my first radio job in Duluth and started my radio gypsy years.
Wow. And
but
here you
always
are.
Gravitated back to the music of the 60s. It's my favorite.
Okay. It's great because what I like about what you guys are doing here at WGBW is it's almost not fair to other radio stations. When you play oldies, every song is great. They were all hits. There's no weak link Whereas if you turn on other stations, it's like, eh, maybe I like that song, maybe I don't. Like, you really can't go wrong with oldies.
Should I stick around and wait? Maybe the next song will be better, you know?
Exactly.
But, yeah, there's no lag with the music play. And all that music is so recognizable today. And what people don't realize is that, yeah, if you grew up in the 60s, that was your music. But then in the 80s and 90s, oldies stations came on the radio, and the parents, you know, by now you're 30, 35 years old, but you're listening to your high school music in the car with your kids who are learning your music.
They start to love it. Yeah,
they start to love it.
Yeah.
And that's what we see a lot of now. We see two and sometimes three generations of listeners.
It's such a great soundtrack, too, because most of the memories we have in life, we remember the good stuff. And my kids will say that to me. You had this music of the 90s. Well, what a great time. And I went to high school in the 80s. And I'm like, it was, but so is this. You'll remember this as being great.
Yeah.
But the fact that oldies are the soundtrack to all of it, whether they're oldies from the 60s or the 80s or 90s, because those are oldies now too.
Yep.
How far do you guys go up with the oldies here at WGW?
In terms of what's the newest song we play? Yeah. Oh, I probably... You know what? That's a good question, but I'd say probably 74 or 75.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there's just a smattering of songs from that era. Most of them stop at about 72.
Okay.
So we'll do Chuck Berry from the very early days, and you'll hear Bill Haley, the very first popular rock and roll record, Rock Around the Clock. And then we'll go up through Rocket Man.
I love it. And you guys, and we had Laura on last week, Laura McKenna, she was great. We have Eric on tomorrow night, actually. We'll meet Eric. That'll be fun. So
he's an interesting guy. So is Laura. An interesting person, but...
When people say interesting to me, sometimes I can take that as... It's like when I hand someone a script, and they'll go, it was interesting. mean he really is an interesting guy.
He is, There are a lot of facets to that guy. And if you dig deep enough into my background, you'll find out that I spent 4 years working at a Playboy club.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I have pictures.
Pictures you are in or that you confiscated somehow?
Both.
Nice, Dan.
No, pictures I took.
Okay.
Pictures of me with some of the girls. We called them girls. They were, that's what we called them. We nicknamed them the girls.
Bunnies. They were Playboy bunnies.
Yeah. And I'm friends with many of them to this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was that the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva?
Lake Geneva.
My wife's family used to go. They had families there. It was called the Playboy Club.
It was a family resort.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids would go swimming or skiing, golf with dad maybe.
Yeah.
Horseback riding. It was cool place.
The same. It's like Hooters now. You go out, you have a fun family day, and then you stop off for boobs and wings at night. It's fun for the whole family.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right. Well, this is great. Conrad, we have something on Dan now. He just admitted over the airwaves that he's got some skeletons in the closet. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure you have a ton of stories just because you've had this great career, and we'll have to have you on periodically where you can drop these little nuggets.
A lot of interesting experiences. Yeah.
Let's get to some movie talk, Dan, because we're doing the popcorn pick, and I thought, you know, it would just be fun to talk to you and get to know you, but also to talk about some movies. So how does Dan Marcus like to watch movies?
Mostly at home.
Okay.
Mostly at home. A lot of DVDs.
Yeah.
What am I in the mood for? I'll pull out that kind of DVD. Do I want a John Wayne war movie or do I want The Ghost of Mrs. Muir?
Wow, okay.
You know, I've got it's what am I in the mood for? And that's what movies do. They teleport you back. And I like a lot of old black and whites.
Yeah.
Because I like that culture. Yeah. And I like remembering that people were kind and considerate. And, you know, it's a harsh world now compared to the 1940s and 50s.
Absolutely. So classic rock, classic tunes, classic. You're just a classic guy.
I'm a nostalgic kind of guy. Yeah.
All right. So you like those? Do you like film noir?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I've been really into that the last few years.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff out there because it takes so many twists and turns so often. Most of them do.
Totally. Okay. So how do you, when you watch movies at home, what is your snack of choice? Does it differ than when you go to the theater?
I make popcorn.
Okay.
Extra butter, thank you. Milk duds, sure.
You get milk duds at home?
Yeah.
Conrad loves milk duds.
I absolutely hate Milk Duds.
He just told his boss he hates Milk Duds. I don't know what to do with that.
No, it's what do you, Conrad? What do you like? Good and Plenty. How about Good and Plenty?
Anything that really is takes a long time to chew and then it'll get stuck in your teeth. I don't like it.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Good and Fruity. Remember that? That was like the spinoff of Good and Plenty. Those were good. Good and Plenty is like liquor. It's like that licorice anise flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got into Good and Plenty.
You know what I'd like to find? Sensen.
What's that?
Somebody Sensen. On the network has to know Sensen. Please explain
if you know
it
Sensen,
to Pete.
Text us and see Sensen. If you can beat Conrad on the Google. We'll figure this out, Dan.
Yeah. But that's not a movie treat. That's just a haven't seen it for years kind of treat.
Well, there you go. That kind of plays into our question of the night, too, is an outdated product that we kind of miss.
That you're talking about me again.
We miss the outdated Dan Marcus. So popcorn at home. That's good.
Yeah. And
I get more exotic when I'm at home. Food wise, I don't do anything. I don't wear like, you know, anything exotic. But I do. I was trying to make a bad joke there.
Conrad, we got something on Pete now.
Oh, it might have got me kicked off the air.
I got too much stuff on Pete.
Okay. Christmas party stuff. Save it for them.
Yeah, right. But I like to make a meal. I'll make like a steak or order pizza, get something you can't always get at the theater when I'm at home. I guess it changes up.
Well, and I make a wicked cheese dip. It's my mother's recipe. I can't tell you what's in it.
Okay.
Because it's I want to patent it and sell it and retire with it.
My money.
But it's that good. And everybody I play it for guesses, oh, has it got this in it? It's got beer in it. And all I tell them is it's a cheese dip.
I bet it has beer in it. I'm not going to try to get you to say the recipe in here, but it's Wisconsin. It's cheese. I bet there's beer in there.
Keep betting. Okay. I'm not telling you.
Cheese dip. Your homemade cheese dip. Okay. That
my mother's recipe, and I've been eating it since I was five.
Outstanding. My guest is Dan Marcus, folks. He is the morning guy here at WGBW and the station manager, and he plays the oldies every morning. They're so much fun to listen to. And Dan has made his career in radio, and he knows his stuff, and it's great to have him here doing the popcorn pick of the week. Dan, what kind of movies do you lean to genre-wise? You kind of gave us a couple examples before, but do you have a specific
genre? I like war movies. I don't like gory movies. I don't like scary movies.
Okay.
But I like, let's see, that thing you do with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I like, and I've mentioned many times, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. You asked me off air what movie has made me cry.
I did.
Brian's Song.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah.
Are you a Packer fan?
Yeah.
You can still say that about see that, Conrad? That's being open-minded. I'm a Bear fan, too. I kind of congratulated Conrad on the Micah Parsons movie.
Yeah, that's a great move, huh?
That is a really, that is a sad film, though, and a great story, Brian's Song.
And I told you about the Playboy Club. When I was working there in the early 70s, they had the Brian Piccolo golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, right.
Two consecutive summers, and Packers and Bears especially were there. Ray Nitschke. Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus, yeah.
You know, all those people were there in front of my eyeballs, and they were palling around, hugging each other, but they were on a golf course, not a football field.
You know what's funny? You just reminded me of something. When I was in college, I was watching a Bears game. I grew up the first part of my childhood in Chicago, and I lived there, and I'm a Bears fan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too, the last 30 years.
Yeah.
This is our decade, Dan. But my roommate and I were so
both the Bears fans. Yeah.
We were so mad. I lifted a chair and I like wanted to throw it through the wall. 19-year-old idiot. And then I look at the TV and they're all laughing. The players they're playing the game and they're laughing. Like, what a loser am I that I'm like taking it this personally?
Yeah.
This is so silly. Is that reminded me of when you said that?
Well, on sports, I think people take sports way too serious. People have forgotten that sports is entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally entertainment. Yeah. We talk about sports here. On a semi-regular basis, I would say. All right. Dan Marcus is here, folks. We're gonna wait after this very short break. Then he's going to give us his popcorn pick of the week. And I'm going to give you the Nightlight end of summer getaway keyword again, too.
Cool.
So you can text that in on the app and be eligible to win a night at Chula
Vista.
Can I win? You know what? If Conrad and I can't win, I don't know. I saw Dan slipping you $20 earlier. I don't know what that was about. All right, we're coming right back with Dan Marcus. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can do it, my love. All right. Let you know, girl, you're looking good. You're out of sight.
All right. Just move yourself. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Appleton Cigar Company on College Avenue has been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar, which boasts the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee with over 706 cigars to choose from in a walk-in humidor. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. For the full experience, come to Appleton Cigar at 415 College Ave, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WISS, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Oshkosh Public Museum invites you into an immersive experience in the unmatched original environment of Tiffany Studios Design, a selection of beautiful decorative art treasures from the Richard H. Driehaus Collection. This imaginative exhibit sheds light on Louis C. Tiffany's innovative design. The display is located in the historic Sawyer Den, featured by Tiffany himself as a showcase of his design philosophy. For more information, including museum hours of operation, go to OshkoshMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Oshkosh area, it's on WISS.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. It's Nightlight's last chance summer getaway, and I'm about to give you the keyword. All you have to do is text it in using the app, and you're eligible to win one night at Chula Vista Resort, and you also get a dining voucher. It's $175 value. That's more than I make in a week, Conrad. You know that?
That's good value right there.
You don't care.
No comment. No comment.
Tonight's keyword is Dells, as in Wisconsin Dells, D-E-L-L-S. So text that in on the app, and you will be eligible for our Nightlight Last Chance summer getaway. Summer is dwindling, but the good news is Dan Marcus is here. He is the morning show host here on WGBW. And he is showing me a picture. Is that you?
That's me.
Wow, what a great getup, man.
I'm 17.
You got the bow tie. Conrad, this is kismet. How old are you there?
About 18, 17, somewhere
and
in there.
And who's the, that's a Playboy playmate. Who is that?
Well, it's a bunny, not a playmate. A bunny. There's okay. A difference.
There is, okay.
Playmate was in the magazine. Bunny was in the club.
They're like the waitresses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Bunny Marcy and me hugging.
She looks lovely. And were you guys good friends or?
We're still good friends. Really good friends. Yeah. Well, this is cool. Marcy again and me.
Oh, doing a piggyback
ride. I'm giving her a piggyback ride.
That's very, and you look very happy with a Playboy bunny on your face turning back to the camera. That's fantastic.
These are not going on the internet.
No, they're not too. She's obviously being modest. She's trying to.
Well, but there was nothing immodest about the club at all, really. But I don't want them to go on the internet because, well, frankly, I look like a dork.
I think you look cool, Dan.
Well, maybe now.
We did find one of the snacks Dan likes that is an outdated snack called Sensen. And Conrad just put it up on the stream if you're watching on the stream. It's Sensen Confection.
Yeah.
Oh, that just means sugar, right? Sucrary or sweet, probably. And
I don't know. It just tastes like nothing has tasted since then.
Oh, that's too bad. Is it like a mint or something?
No,
like
it's not minty at all. Okay. It's actually almost kind of tart and sour.
Yeah.
Everett from Sun Prairie texted in saying, Sensen, the lilac-flavored candy. Kind of weird, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. And thank you for texting that in. I appreciate it.
I don't get the packaging is not great. I understand it's very old, but like it's like a toffee fay or something, like something that's technically a candy, but I would never want to eat.
It's like eating candy flavored charcoal.
Okay.
that's
fair.
It was very different. But does anybody listening know if they still make that? I'd be curious. And where can you get it?
Google. Conrad, is that worth a Google?
I am looking on Google, and these packages that I'm looking at seem really old.
Conrad likes to look at packages on Google.
okay.
Promo, baby.
Badoom-ching.
Cut it. You can buy Sensen, a brand new box, 12-pack, on eBay for $500.
Oh, so it's like it's been sitting around. So it's like how many chemicals are in it to keep it fresh.
And if you want an old vintage roll of it, it's $100.
Gee,
that is crazy. So you don't want it.
I don't want it that bad.
There's also ones that it's like in a Tic Tac container. That one's still $30.
Okay, that one I would go for.
I don't know, man. Hey, I've got one more question for you, Dan, regarding the popcorn pick of the week.
Yeah.
When it comes to snacks, you watch movies at home. I assume that's the safest place to have a cocktail. Do you have a favorite cocktail?
I grew up drinking 7-7s.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's a big Wisconsin drink.
But I also like Harvey Wallbangers.
What's in a Harvey Wallbanger?
It's a screwdriver with Galliano liqueur.
Okay.
It's really good.
Very tasty. Yeah, I remember those.
It's very sweet. Rum, what is it? Rum chaka? Is it something like that now?
Rum chata.
Rum chata. Yes. Thank you. I have a big bottle of that in the fridge. That's delicious. It's kind of like Bailey's.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's a good one.
Yeah. And I do like beer.
Yeah.
I like Potosi beer. My favorite beer is Schlitz.
Oh, my uncle used to be a salesman for Schlitz.
Okay.
Like in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
And I grew up with Schlitz all over the place.
Yeah.
Is it a good beer?
It wasn't.
Okay.
In the 70s, that was my college beer.
Okay.
Okay. But then they changed the formula and they lost a lot of the market. But then about 2000 or so, they went back to the original formula and now I'm back drinking it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So they did like a new Coke thing. They switched the formula.
Yes.
All right. We are almost out of time in this segment, so we've got to get Dan's popcorn pick of the week. I'm going to ask you one more quick question. You ever sneak booze into a theater?
No, I never have. No.
Never have?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, good for you, Dan.
Nope.
Dan's a good citizen, Conrad. We need more upstanding members of society to be on this show.
Well,
we got Dan and Emerson on the same night.
Based on that one question. No.
I mean, he's got a lot of Playboy Playmate stories in it. Stories and pictures. We were going to believe you. You didn't have to bring the photos. I mean, I would have believed you.
Well, aren't you glad I did?
All right. It is time to get Dan Marcus, morning show host here at GBW, popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, if you please.
Let's go with Butch Cassidy and Sundance.
Oh, that's a great one. Butch and Sundance.
Can you ever get tired of that movie?
I gave that, you know what's funny? I gave that a rewatch about, I don't know, 4 years ago maybe.
Okay.
I'm like, is this as good as I remember it? Because my older cousins would watch it and stuff like that, so I watched it.
And what did you think?
I liked it. there is that weird scene where they play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Yes.
In the middle of the movie. And I'm like, what is that? Like, it just kind of doesn't fit, but I still liked it. It was just weird.
The reason it doesn't fit is that movie doesn't have a soundtrack. There are three songs in the entire movie.
Okay.
And so that kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And
it's like Paul Newman riding around on a horse and they just play this, like, Conway. Who's, I can't even remember who sings.
That was B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas.
Yeah.
And I love the song.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is kind of a departure for the rest of the movie, but that's a great pick. Dan Marcus, popcorn pick of the
week. Thanks for having me.
Peach Wabba and Nightlight. The popcorn pick of the week is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming right back.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. After the Wednesday assassination of Charlie Kirk, Wisconsin lawmakers are thinking about their own security setups. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Sholly Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small-town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly cloudy sky with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Low temperatures into the low 60s. For tomorrow, maybe a lingering early shower and some areas of fog, then turning partly sunny for the afternoon. A high right around 80. Currently at 75 degrees.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
So, you're thinking about buying a new home.
Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternad. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete and I are enjoying one more Friday night of summer with our family and friends, and we'll be back live Monday with a brand new week of Nightlight. But in the meantime, here is a show featuring WGBW's new hosts, Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, and this fall. Hope you enjoy, and have a great weekend.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me, folks. We've determined that Dave's word was porn, is what he was trying to say. It's a place called Goodfellas in Marinette, and he misses browsing in there because they had the best porn in the Twin Cities, which is also, it's not Minneapolis-St. Paul. People very arrogantly call Marinette Menominee the Twin Cities. So, and that's where Dave's a native, so I knew what he was talking about. He says, in regard to the Cow Pie Festival, it's a big festival. They used sun-baked poop, low moisture, but not too dry, or the poop gets, I can't even say that word. I'm so grossed out right now. Runny. Daniel Berry, Sports Highlights, says, happy Friday. Hello, everyone. Hello, Daniel. Great to have you. And Dave Kunisch says, it's a pot shop now. The Family Video that sold pornography in the back, like every Family Video store should, is now a pot shop. There's about 12,000 pot shops in Menominee, Michigan. So, all right, I'm excited now. We're going to pivot here and get to our first guest of the night. He is new meat here at WGBW, but he's not new to radio. But if you listen throughout the day, you probably know this guy. And if not, you're about to meet him. His name is Eric Westfall. Hey, buddy.
How's it going, Pete?
It's going great. Yeah, I love that you came in to the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
That's huge. Assume you don't live in too far away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's not too big. Well, and, you know, I mean, it's nice to be over on this side of the glass. So yeah. Usually I'm sitting in Conrad's spot over there. And I try to get out of there fast enough so that he can, get everything ready. I know you guys have a little more preparation than I have. I get the music doing all the heavy lifting for me.
Do you, I got a lot of questions to ask you about radio.
Sure.
I think you have a really cool gig, and I'm excited for you. And Dan was on the show last night, Dan Marcus, and we had Laura on last week. So all three of you guys are new here, and it's nice that you have a working relationship already. You guys already knew each other.
Yeah.
You all obviously love oldies, so that's exciting. Tell us, first of all, I have to ask, most importantly, do you have a store you miss browsing in, Eric?
That, oh yeah, I heard you talking about that, so I was trying to think a little bit. When I was younger at Prangiway, was one that I liked over, this would have been in Appleton, so I grew up over in Greenville. Okay. So at the Appleton Prangiway on College Avenue, because video games and stuff like that, they always had sales on, and I would try to talk my mom into getting me something. So I miss Prangiway, and then as a little bit older, you know, as junior high and high school, Eric, in the mall, Chess King.
Oh, nice. I love it. I forgot about Chess King.
Yeah.
Are there no more of those?
Oh, I don't think so. I couldn't tell you the last time. I mean, I don't really go into malls anymore,
yeah.
So I don't think Chess King's around.
We had a limited, Marinette has the Pine Tree Mall. It's still there. but it's not like as exotic as like the Appleton or Green Bay, or and certainly not Milwaukee or Chicago. But we had a praying way. And I remember when we moved to the area when I was in junior high, and my dad was pointing out these Wisconsin stores we had never heard of. He said, "That's a praying way. That's kind of like Kmart. That's Prangies. That's a little more upscale, like Marshall Fields." That's how he described, like a 12-year-old is going to shop at Prangies. But and I have another story about the Prangy family. One of the sons was running the Marinette store, and I had a holiday gig where I was trying to get people to sign up to donate money for kids. And he said, "Ask people if they want to buy an ornament, and then the proceeds go to charity." But I came out of the gate swinging, and I said, "Do you feel like helping a needy child this holiday season?" So they had to say, if they said no, they felt terrible. He pulled me aside. He goes, "Yeah, let's not approach people like that.
You're going maybe for the, back off on that.
Going
hard
for the jugular, kid." This is so funny. You said prangy way.
Well, Prangies was what I actually worked at Prangies in high school in the men's fashions, menswear department.
So wearing like, all your chest king clothes?
You had to wear like they want you to wear an actual suit and tie.
Yeah,
there. Nice. It didn't have to be from Prangies, but. You know, Chess King was a little bit too fashionable.
That's true, I guess.
That's true. It was very 80s.
That's true. All right. That's great. So how's it going here at WGBW? What kind of stuff were you doing on air at your last gig? You're so good at this. I assume it's not something new to you.
Yeah. So previously, I worked for 6.5 years on another station here in Green Bay. And Laura and... used to be right across the hall from me. She was in the mornings, and I would see her usually when I was coming in. So she was on a different station, but we were the same company. And, you know, they decided to make some changes, you know, as radio companies do.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. You know, I've been in this business about 20 years now, and I've lost my job numerous times. But previously, it was always like, you are a live night guy. There's no night guys anymore. That's going away. Or the station is making a format change, and so we're going to get rid of their staff. Okay, I can understand that sort of thing. But I was doing very well at this. So I was, I was getting ratings bonuses, and you know, I had some endorsements and things like that. Those aren't things that if you're doing terrible that you get. So it was, but it was a corporate decision made by somebody, you know, in Georgia or wherever. And it happened to people all across the country. So, you know, it didn't really matter how good I did. But I was very excited, though, to get the call. And I was actually thinking of getting out of radio.
Oh,
I was like, man, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me 15 times.
But I've heard, like, you hear of these legendary radio guys that have all been fired multiple times.
Oh, sure.
It just comes with the territory, right? And it's not even necessarily that you're doing anything wrong.
Yeah, oftentimes it is. I mean, it can be any number of things. Sometimes, and I don't know that happens as much these days, but sometimes it could be a personality clash, you know, with the management or whatever.
Eric Westfall is my guest. You can hear him afternoons here at WGBW playing the oldies, and he's had a long career in radio. And it's funny, you were talking about how at night it's different. I used to love listening to the radio when I was a kid and knowing that there was somebody there playing songs and connecting with the audience. And the first time I did radio, I was trying to get, I had a student show at DePaul University, and then I came home to Marinette in the summer. And the radio guy there, Jim Callow, gave me a job from 2 to 5 a.m. So I show up at 1:30, and the other guy that was there from like 10 to 2, he's got like a Colt 45. He's sitting back, smoking a cigarette, and just playing tunes. I'm like, look at this guy, man. He's got the life. Yeah. He's just chilling. And that just isn't the case anymore.
No, automation pretty much, you know, took care of that. In each market, so here in Green Bay, one station does have to have somebody there all hours of the day.
But on air?
I mean, generally they will have them be an on-air person. Okay. They'll have them do it live because they might as well. You got to have somebody be there. There's always somebody wanting to cut their teeth with that 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift.
Absolutely. So what made you want to go into radio? Like, how old were you and what made you go, I got to do this?
I was actually a little bit older than most people. A lot of, you know, Dan, I think he got into it just out of high school. You know, and maybe even in high school. And I was a little bit older. I went to college at Lawrence University, and I was in the studio there a couple times, but nothing really. But I was a theater
person. And so I like the performing aspect of it. Yeah, acting and all sure. that. And so I really liked the performance element. And when I graduated from school, I was actually going to become a teacher. I was certified to become a theater teacher. And, you know, they should probably put you in front of the kids like day one instead of like at the end. And I decided I love kids. I have so much respect for teachers now after going through that, but I didn't really want to, you have to do so many things that has nothing to do with teaching. And I that performing aspect. And I thought, well, you know, radio seems like, and at that time I was living down in Milwaukee and Gateway Technical College in Kenosha. So I drove 3 days a week from Milwaukee to Kenosha, taking classes there to get that associate's degree. I already had a lot of credits transfer over, but, you know, get that internship and all those things that are how you get your started in the business. So I wanted to make sure that I did that. And in Milwaukee, obviously, is a very large market. So I interned on the country station there at the time, FM 106. And, you know, I knew eventually I would have to leave the area if I wanted to get on the air. And yeah, I went, you know, it was in country music. I got my start, and I heard you earlier say you didn't care for country music. I'm not a big fan either. So I try actually working on a country station and having to learn all these artist names and, you know, Country USA and all that stuff and be excited about that. Yeah, it was tough, but there were a few artists I liked. But anyway, so I moved up to Wausau, and that's where I was the night guy there, and then went to Stevens Point after that and did mornings on the station that then decided to flip. And then I was in Shawano for a little while, and I have family there and a lot of good people in Shawano, but I would never work for that small of a market again. They broadcast parades on the radio in Shawano. I never thought that was a thing before, but I'm like, a parade is a very visual event. You can't really get a lot out of it on the radio, but they sold sponsorships. So
you make it work.
Yep.
Wow.
Look at this marching band now. Oh, they must have 30 kids out there.
And you're like, if only I was playing country music again. Yeah. I'm not a hater. I really don't dislike country music. I do feel the new country has kind of a sound to it. It's almost like a homogenization sort of. I like when they genre mix. I think that's cool. But just pure new country, give me the old stuff. And if it's on too long, I'm just like, we got to change this up, because they never really rock, and they never. It's always kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Myself.
What is your favorite kind of music? Like, I assume you like oldies, but
I do like oldies. I enjoy that. Yeah, and I first, you know, listened to oldies when I was, late 70s, early 80s, when it first became a format. That's what my parents listened to, because obviously it was the music of them. Before that, it was country. Back when it was country and Western, and, you know, Willie Nelson and all those, and then the oldies came up. But me personally, I'm a pretty big fan of bluegrass music, which especially like the really like upbeat and give me banjos and fiddles and mandolins and a good tempo. And yeah, I'm usually pretty happy.
I love that. I just noticed, excuse me one second, Con, did you notice people are texting in the word fine?
Yeah.
All right, folks, the keyword is dine, D-I-N-E. I thought that's how I said it, but if I misspoke earlier, I apologize. But the keyword tonight is dine, D-I-N-E, and that's why I said you can't spell diner without dine. So, but like three people texted in fine. Can they be eligible or?
Well, just text in dine, and then
thank you for the legal advice, Conrad. Does he have a great voice or what? Like, Eric should just be like, did you? Somebody ever tell you should go into radio? You got that voice.
How did I forget this? So my first like taste of radio was in forensics in high school.
Okay.
I completely forgot. So I went to Hortonville High School, go Polar Bears, class of 92. And our forensics coach, Cliff Morton, he came to me. It was my sophomore year, and they had a brand new category called radio speaking. And basically, you would pull some news stories out, and then you'd put them together. They wanted you to put a commercial. Sometimes they would give you like a little newspaper clipping, and you had to create something in there, kind of the middle, then some weather, some sports, and put it all together with your transitions. And he said, you know, I think you'd be good to give this a try. Prior to that, I usually did some acting categories, and said, sure. And the first one, man, I got into the power round, took second place.
Sweet.
was hooked.
So you're like, okay, I think I could do this.
Yeah, and so then I ended up coming back to it years later and like, oh, that's right. I kind of enjoyed this.
Just enough to suck you in to this this career. All right, Eric Westfall is here, folks. He is the afternoon on-air host here at WGBW. Every day you can hear him from 2 to 6. So definitely tune in if you haven't already. We're coming right back, and we'll do the keyword again, just to be safe. If you haven't heard the keyword yet, folks, it is coming up. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, oh, where can you go when your money gets low?
In the basement, whoa. Down in the basement.
And if a storm is taking place,
welcome back. Happy Friday, everybody. This is Pete Schwabe, and you've got Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our question of the night is, what store do you miss browsing in? Take yourself back, folks, to the 80s or 90s or early 2000s. I mean, I know there's still malls, but what about those stores that don't exist anymore? I said Musicland. Conrad said Best Buy because he hadn't been there since this morning.
Yes.
And then he changed his answer to
Blockbuster.
Do you have one, Eric? Did you give us one?
Yeah. That was Prangy Way and Chess
Prangy
King.
Prangy Way, yes, of course. Chess King.
Chess King for a mall store.
I love it. That was great. Steve from Florida says, I miss the old five and dime store, Woolworth's. Oh, that's a great one. Best burger, fries, and milkshake located in every downtown. Woolworth's had that great lunch counter. And Lorman's and Marinette had that too. They had, I love those stores where they were like, They had stereos, men's clothes, food.
Yeah, even Kmart.
Kmart, yeah. Those are all great stores. Everett from Sun Prairie in the 262 says, what store do I miss browsing at? Say it with me. The Exclusive Company. Is that American? No, what was that?
Exclusive Company was Mr. G. Sit, right down just across the river, on just off of Broadway, was the Green Bay store. Yeah, there was one in Green Bay. There was one in Appleton at Northland Mall.
Stereo stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Music, okay. But then also, yeah, nicer stereo stuff.
Nice. Oh, that's a great one. Thank you, Everett. And then here we've got Melissa from Willie Street. Hi, Pete. I think I know why John really likes Terry's voice, because I have a deep voice as well. Have a good night. Oh, thank you. Melissa, you have a good night, too, with your deep, sultry voice that your husband seems to love. And one more here before we get back to Eric. Judy from East Troy says my email. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong thing. Judy, I almost gave Judy's email address out on the air. She would have become very popular.
Yeah.
Getting emails from everybody. All right. My guest is Eric Westfall. He is the on-air host here during the afternoon at WGBW, and he is a radio veteran. I have to ask you, I want to get into some of your acting stuff too, but I hope you can stay through the news if that's okay.
Yeah, man, I got no place to be.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry to hear that.
It really,
wow, yeah, he really squeezed us into his schedule here, Conrad.
I took the whole evening off for you.
We'll make it a mini series. What is your favorite part of the day? Because I haven't been in radio as long as you, and I know I have kind of a different show here, but a lot of my day is prep, which I don't mind. But for you, what is your favorite part of your radio day? You're on the air. I'm sure that's fun. Prepping, research, picking songs. What's the best part of it?
Yeah, the on-air part. Although I really, and you know, we haven't gotten to do too much of that yet since we're still new. But, and it's probably because of the actor in me, I really like getting out in the public and seeing the people out at events and things like that.
Okay.
But on-air is fun because the one thing, you're one person, you know, in the studio and you're making all this stuff. And I find myself every now and then I will, you know, when the mic is cracked, I'll start forgetting, oh, yeah, there's people out there listening. And I'm almost like I'm talking to myself. And then I got to kind of catch myself and, oh, yeah, you know, make sure this is interesting.
Right.
At the very least, brief and interesting.
That's great. And you mentioned before, you said you almost got out of radio because you had just lost a job you liked. What would you do? Like, I feel like I've kind of been in show business in one form or another my entire adult life. And I've just accepted this is what I do. If I'm unemployed, I will eat canned soup, whatever. I'm not going to work in a store. You know, are you like that? Or are you like, what else would you do?
To some degree.
Could you do something else?
Well, I will tell you the things that I was looking at. So, as I mentioned before, liking to get out and amongst the public. And, you know, now we have to wear a lot of hats in radio. There aren't people doing all the different things unless you're, you know, really, you know, big time in some of the big markets, New York City or something. So, you know, marketing and all that stuff, show and relationship building and, you know, networking and that's really all a part of it. People don't realize that. And those are skills that, you know, I was able to develop. And so I was really looking at jobs that would help that. So I applied at the Green Bay Botanical Garden.
Oh, nice.
To be their membership and development coordinator. Maybe if the person who got the job is listening, I hope they're doing good. But I, you know, came close, but I something like that, you know, where I'm still involved in the community and something that I believe in and like help making it good.
Right.
I'm really a firm believer. And, you know, I chose to come to Green Bay. It was a city I was born in, but it's not the place I've lived all my life.
Right.
And I want to do something that makes it better.
See, that's really interesting you say that, and I take back what I said before, because I think maybe I could work in, like Greg Vadney is on the show Tuesday, and he's the director of the Rar West Museum in Manitowoc. I think I could work in a museum or some cool place where you're, like, you have stimulating things around, maybe?
Yeah. No, I
don't know. What about you, Con?
You know, I mean, a museum would be cool. You could be like Ross from Friends.
You know, it's probably nothing like that, right?
Depends on the museum.
You're the guy that gets to build the dinosaur displays. That's like the primo museum.
Oh, yeah. That's the coolest thing.
That would be a great one, though. All right. So Eric Westfall is here, folks. We'll have more with Eric. He's going to tell us all about the Evergreen Theater and some of the cool stuff he has going on as a local actor as well. And if you are interested in that kind of stuff, you want to stick around and hear it. I'm curious myself. Since I've been doing this show, Eric, I've never lived in Green Bay or really any other city other than Marinette in Northeast Wisconsin. And I'm amazed at how many creative people there are here, how many actors, how many great bands, how many filmmakers. So I'm excited to talk with you about that too after the after intermission here. John Murray in the 608 says TGNY was an awesome department store in Freeport, Illinois. Tons of best hobby and toys. Mom loved it too. TGNY, that must have been a, like a local thing. Does that sound familiar?
No.
That's fine. It's fine. Judy also says, did you get my email address that I sent out? Yes, Judy, I almost sent it to the entire listening public. So I apologize for that. And then Everett in Sun Prairie says, Pete, I did the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift for a couple years at WWSP. I think he means UWSP in college. Can confirm just playing tunes, a couple beers, as well as other enjoyables. We don't need to get into that. And just enjoying sharing the stuff we dug and with an audience of drunk college kids and other random local college radio supporters. Really good times. Everett, it was a really good time reading that text, so I can imagine actually doing it was very cool. So thank you. Keep those texts coming, folks. We are coming back for Act Two after intermission. Eric Westfall will be here. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35 with a great band with new material. It's Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And all the girls out on the sunset.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss